It's Nurses Appreciation Week, taking on very special meaning during this time when they're working on the front lines and risking their lives. And in fact, also thank the families too, because of course they have to go back home to their families and their families are being exposed potentially to the work that they're doing. Joining us now is Terry Weaver. She's the Dean and Professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Nursing. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us. So first, let's just start off, and can you tell us a little bit about Nurses Appreciation Week?
Absolutely, and thanks for the invitation to share that. Well, in 1953, Dorothy Sutherland, who was with the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, asked President Eisenhower to establish a Nurses' Day for October. But it wasn't until in the 1970s that actually Congress passed the National Nurses Week. And that was because in 1974, the International Council of Nurses proclaimed that May 12th, which is the birthday of Florence Nightingale, be the International Nurses Day. So that's how it was established.
Wow, that's incredible. And of course, I think this is a special anniversary for Florence Nightingale as well, right?
That's right. This has been proclaimed by the World Health Organization as the year of the nurse and midwife, because this is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Florence Nightingale, which essentially founded nursing.
Wow. You know what? I found this interesting article that said, wondering how Florence Nightingale would have tackled COVID-19.
Yes, well, as you know, she was instrumental in tending to the wounded during the Crimean War. But she faced the same kind of problems that exist today, which was a lack of supplies, rampant infection, and limited help. But she had the same kind of dedication, innovation, and compassion that we see in our nurses today. But what is little known about Florence Nightingale, who established the first School of Nursing in London, was that she actually was a pioneer in the field of statistics and the presentation of data. She loved math. And so I think today she would be fascinated by the way we are presenting the curves and the flattening of the curve graphics that we see on TV and in the paper.
Wow, Terry, that's fascinating. Speaking with Terry Weaver, she's a dean and a professor at University of Illinois at Chicago College of Nursing. So, Terry, it's a special calling to become a nurse. Can you talk about the type of person that it takes to become a nurse?
Well, obviously, these are individuals who will do whatever it takes to promote health for individuals. They are highly dedicated. They are critical thinkers. And they're individuals who will be creative in coming up for solutions for health problems. They're individuals who really embrace science and technology, as well as having a high degree of compassion and selflessness in the care that they provide.
The thing that I find interesting is there's no job too small, there's no job too big or complicated, and there seems to be a lot of emotional work that's involved with being a nurse, a lot of caretaking that has nothing almost to do with medicine at times.
Well, as you care for someone who's ill, you certainly develop a bond, and I think that because you're at the bedside for most of that person's time in the hospital, you can't help but develop that kind of relationship. And so when they are not doing well, despite all your efforts and the efforts of medicine, it does take an emotional toll. But there's also joy in different ways, in helping someone to pass when they're dying, but also when they do recover. And that, I think you see on TV with the clapping and the jubilation because of what their efforts have been able to achieve in being able to bring someone from the brink back to health.
What have you been hearing from your nurses so far in terms of what they're facing right now?
Well, they are physically and emotionally exhausted, for sure. but there is an inner drive to keep going because of their dedication to their patients and to the profession. They are certainly worried about their families, as you mentioned, and contracting COVID-19, and they're taking extraordinary efforts to be careful in disposing their clothes when they come home and washing their hands and showering and just preventing that spread. But there, I know our own faculty at UIC College of Nursing have, even on their time off now, volunteered in the hospital. They're doing telehealth. They're involved in setting up testing stations, and they're dealing with surveillance, which is remarkable because they don't have to because they have full-time jobs as faculty. But they know that this is really important to join others in the front line of patient care to make sure that either they relieve other nurses or they provide the direct care themselves.
Well, it's been interesting to hear, too, of people that are retired and coming back to help out as well.
Absolutely, because I think we understand what nurses are going through, and anything that we can do to help relieve that, as well as to address the pandemic. But, you know, nurses have been doing this back into Florence Nightingale's time. Matter of fact, they were there doing home visits during the 1918 influenza. They were involved in the Ebola outbreak, in the MERS outbreak. And certainly during the, you know, that, as I said, during the Spanish flu in 1918. So nurses do not shy away from rolling up their sleeves and making sure that people get the care they need and to prevent the spread of infection.
Well, I think it's fascinating because I think you tend to develop a much more intimate and personal relationship with your nurse because you see a lot more of your nurse than necessarily you would your doctor or your surgeon.
That's right. When you spend 8 hours or 12 hours a day with someone for several days, yeah, you can't help but develop that, and you get to meet their families, and you not only help that patient through this struggle, and this is what I think is special about nursing, is that we also attend to the family. So we try to reach out and help them. An example of that is one of our graduates and faculty is collecting phone chargers for patients make sure that they can have a connection, because often they get to the hospital, they don't have their phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have their phone, but not their charger. And she's doing that nationwide, and I think that's really innovative.
And of course, it's terribly lonely to have COVID-19, and we've been hearing really tragic stories of people that are inflicted and who, you know, you can't see their family before they pass. But then for anybody right now that's admitted in a hospital with COVID-19 sort of protocol, no one's really allowed into the hospital right now, no family or visitors.
And I think that's why it's particularly been stressful for nurses, because not only are they working long hours, and they have more patients who have a high degree of severity than they ever had. They know that there is no one else for that patient but them. Mm-hmm. And they have to give more of themselves than perhaps under normal circumstances where there would be family involved.
I also think it's interesting, too, that a patient might feel more comfortable telling their nurse what is bothering them or really ailing them versus maybe being more hesitant to tell their doctor. So kind of nurses end up being a sort of a healthcare advocate for the patient as well.
Well, we see our job as that, as being the health advocate for patients. For over 17 years, we've been the most trusted profession, and there's a reason for that. I think it's because of the fact that the patients know that we look out for their best interests, and we always have and we always will.
So since you are the dean at the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Nursing, is there a pandemic studies that that prepare nurses as they study for nursing?
Well, we prepare them to handle situations of infection, and that's what this is. And we also prepare them for population health and community health. So all of that is taught, and that are all the areas that are present when you talk about a pandemic. And that is making sure that it doesn't spread to other people, making sure your community is safe, how to treat the acutely ill, how to protect yourself and your patient, as well as promote hygiene that will sever the spread of the virus. So we thread all of those things, sterile technique, hand washing, as well as understanding how infections occur and physiologically what happens to the body when there's an infection. So in all those ways, you see these acute care nurses taking care of these patients. All the skills that they bring, we teach them during their time with us as students.
And finally, Terry, before we let you go, what are some ways that we can thank our nurses this week?
You know, there are so many different ways, but the best is just to say thank you. I think the most important thing is for the public to remember what nurses do and the sacrifices they make after the pandemic is over. Because so often we see other health professionals in the highlight, and they're the ones who get the interviews, when in fact it's really, in addition to that person, nurses behind the scene who made a difference in whether that patient has recovered or not. So although I hate to have a pandemic as a reason to highlight what nurses do, I just hope that the public remember this in the future, and whenever there's, again, a celebrity or someone who's recovered, that they thank the nurses in addition to thanking the physicians.
And of course, as you mentioned, Terry, it's not only Nurses Week, but this is going to be the entire year, right? So
that's correct.
So
you can say thank you many times.
So we have the whole year to do something nice for a nurse. So
that's right. And just anything would be greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you so much, Terry, for being with us. That was Terry Weaver, Dean and Professor at the University of Illinois Chicago College of Nursing.